Bill, how you doing?
Good, John.
When you turned around your run defense, what players have stood out against the run over the last eight games? You're giving up 68 yards a game.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that, John. I mean, I don't know. It'd be hard to pick out individual players. I just think that the coaches and players, you know, worked hard at it, worked hard to improve it, and it's been good. You know, our run defense, just like our pass defense, it's really predicated on really good team defense, if that makes sense. You know, outside backers setting the edge, inside guys building a wall, linebackers making a tackle. So it'd be hard for me to just say one or two players have improved. I think a lot of guys have done a good job, and it's good team defense.
How much does that have to do with, of course, playing hard, but also playing smarter, gap control, setting the edge, and all that?
Yeah, one thing that we've talked to our players about is just a simple phrase. This is in all three phases. We talked to them about do simple better. Like just do your job better. Keep it keep your eye on the target and understand that, hey, look, this is what I'm supposed to do on this play, and I'm gonna execute it at the highest level. And I think defensively, those guys have really done a nice job of that.
Bernard McKinney and kind of the improvements he's made all around. What have you seen from him in terms of pass coverage this year and also just being a more kind of natural pass rusher?
Yeah, he's a very instinctive player. So I think that it was only a matter of time before he was going to be playing at a high level. You know, going all the way back to last year. I remember the very first game he played here, a regular season game. I mean, he was like out of breath. You know, everything was happening so fast. But he calmed down and he got used to the game very quickly, and he's really playing at a great level. As it relates to the different things that he does, pass defense, he's instinctive, he's got length, he understands, you know, what he's seen during the week. His preparation's been good, and then he's been a good blitzer for us. He's been a guy that, obviously, with his numbers from that spot, he's done a good job of rushing the passer and on the edge, inside, and I think it's You know, I give those coaches a lot of credit. You know, Mike's done a good job with him, and he's playing really well.
What do you like about what A.J. Boye has done for you guys this year?
I mean, I'm not sure where to start on that one, Sarah. He's from the time we've got here, he's one of the more improved players that we've had. I mean, he works very hard on his own. He's worked hard to change his body. He's worked hard to become quicker. He's worked hard to become smarter at the game. He's improved his ball skills. He's a guy that has managed to, for the most part, stay healthy. You know, he's done a great job in the off season, coming back here in shape, being ready to go, and he's playing with a lot of confidence. And I think that's one of the keys out there at that position. You look at Jonathan Joseph. When you're playing with confidence, you know you're going to have a chance to be pretty good. And he's playing with a lot of confidence.
What's an explanation about why this season you've incorporated the tight end so much? How much of it has to do with the quarterback? You always say, get us in the right play. Are the quarterbacks getting in the right play to throw to them, or is that just a change in philosophy?
No, I think we've always tried to incorporate the tight ends. I give the tight ends themselves in the passing game a lot of credit. They've worked very hard. John Perry's done a great job with those guys, coaching them. They've worked extremely hard to get better at their route running, whether it's man or zone. There's a lot that goes into route running at that position. That position, other than quarterback, is probably the most difficult position to play on our offense because you're involved in so many different areas of the offense, run blocking, route running, pass blocking, hots and protection. You know, sometimes if they blitz, they overload blitz, you're the hot, you know. There's so many things that you're involved in, and those guys have really improved, and it's really good to see the types of year, you know, especially CJ and Ryan, the type of years that they've had.
Some of those things you said about route running that the tight ends have done, could you apply similarly those to Will Fuller, where he was when he first got here? He was so productive early, but is he a better player now? Does he know more now? Does he do things better now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he was more productive probably earlier in the season. I think he's dealt with some injuries, you know, over the second half of the season. And I think a lot of these rookies learn in their rookie year how important the offseason is going to be for them. You know, you come into your rookie year and all you've been doing is getting ready for a modeling job, you know, the combine and, you know, running 40-yard dashes, and you're not really getting ready to play football. And so I think that a guy like Will Fuller will learn, you know, he's a very, very smart guy, that he's got to have a great offseason. He's he's got a chance to go out there and be stronger and all those things. And we're not there yet, obviously, but I think that his injury has held him back a little bit from the production. As far as route running, he's one of our better route runners. He's a very good route runner. He's smart. He's instinctive. He's in the right spot. You know, we do a lot of different things with him and Hopkins. And I think that, you know, obviously Will and Hopkins together, you know, they have bright futures.
Was there a point in time where you and the defensive coaches thought DJ Reader can do some good things for us, can really help us this year?
Yeah, we did. You know, I think it was early on. I don't think he was playing as much, and but the guy was showing up to practice every day. He was very difficult to block in practice, especially early on when we were doing a lot of ones against ones, and, you know, it was just hard to move him. You know, I remember a particular practice where we were working a double team drill, and we couldn't budge the guy, and it was soon thereafter that we started playing him more, and I think he's another young player that's really stepped up and played well and needs to continue because, you know, he not only obviously plays the run well, but I think he can give us some pass rush from inside. You know, he's that type of player. So he's done a good job this year.
Well, I think yesterday you mentioned the option look that Cincinnati gave you as an example of some of your staffers doing a great job.
Yeah.
Could you kind of walk through the process of where it goes from there looking at tape to out on the field, your players recognizing this, I don't know if it's formation or a situation, and attacking it so well?
Yeah, great question. I mean, it's a long process. The quality control guys, when we start at the beginning of the week on, let's just say, Tennessee, they know more about Tennessee than we do as the, you know, the position coach's head coach because they're a week ahead. And so they've put together things for me and the coaches. I'll just talk about myself. I'll let Romeo and George talk about there if you want to ask them. But, you know, for me, they put together different keys to the game, whether it's situationally or different players that they think we need to stop to pay real close attention to. And then from there, the information goes to the assistant coaches, and everything goes into that. You know, how do you draw the card to get the right look? Those guys take the scout teams out early and they walk through the plays that they're going to run against the offense, defense, and the special teams. That's huge because you have to get a good look from your scout team during a season because you don't have it. It's not like college where you run 150 plays in practice. You know, we'll have at the most 30, 35 reps in practice. So every rep has to be basically exact. We've got to get the right look. And that's where the credit goes there is to our quality control guys. They do an excellent job with all that information and being able to go out there on the practice field and do it. Hopefully that leads to winning on Sundays.
How do you determine which one of your quality control guys scouts whom? You got three teams left, and do they do more than one, kind of cross-scout?
Yeah, that's tough, John. I would say that they do more than one. We don't really assign one team. It's been a long week for those guys. They've been in here late working. They've worked on the potential opponents. You know, we try to look at it as, you know, maybe two out of the three are more likely that we would play, and we'll work a lot on those two. But we'll work on all three potential opponents, and those guys have been working real hard this week to do that.
But back to the tight ends, was it a matter of Griffin staying healthy after last season? And when did you see that you looked at Fedora Woodson and thought he could possibly have this kind of season?
Yeah, Griff, health is big with Griff. If Griff can be healthy, he's a very productive player. He's shown that. He's a guy that has a lot of range. He's very athletic. He's a really hard worker in practice, and that's been the key. When he's been able to be out there, he's improved, and that's what you see because he's been out there quite a bit this year in practice. CJ, we had a real good idea about CJ. We targeted him when we all – you know, decided to draft him, you know, 3 years ago because we knew he was a really good blocker. We liked where he came from, Iowa, with Kirk. We knew that maybe he was a little bit inexperienced in the passing game. You know, Iowa runs the ball a lot. They're not, you know, they're not throwing to their tight ends every snap. And so we knew that that was going to be a work in progress. And the kid he's worked very, very hard to get better at that. And he's got really good hands. He's got big hands. He's got big catch radius. He's a reliable pass catcher. We're shocked when he drops one. You know, we think that he can catch anything that's in his vicinity, and he's, for the most part, he's done that this year.
How much better can he get? You know, there's a lot of big-time tight ends catching the ball now.
Yeah, no, I think I think every player can improve, every coach can improve. So you know me on that. I really think that there's a lot of different things CJ can do that he will do to try to improve. But I think now where he's at, he can probably pick out two or three things to work at. Maybe some of it's in the weight room, something to improve this area of his game. It's not might not all be out on the field, but I'm sure he'll figure out a couple things to try to improve on.
Tennessee wants to win really bad. They run, everything's predicated on the run, kind of like old-fashioned, what do you call it, exotic smash mouth. What do you think about their running game and what they've been able to do?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you know, we want to win real bad too. I mean, you know, we both want to win, and I think it's going to be a very, very physical game. Their running game, you know, it's amazing to me how they get it all practiced, you know, as much as they do. It's a credit to Mike Mularkey and Terry Rubisky and their staff. I mean, their line coach, they do a great job because they have probably – you know, between 15 to 20 different schemes out of their, you know, big packages, their, you know, sub packages. So it's very difficult to prepare for. It's hard to key in on one or two things because they keep it moving on you. It's not like you can really locate a bunch of tendencies. And so it's tough. It's smash mouth football, and it's going to be a very physical football game.